The Union Session in Mountain View. In addition to the some 50 delegates in Mountain View for the opening meeting were both Ellen White and W.C. White, and from the General Conference, Elder G.A. Irwin, Vice President, and Elder I.H. Evans, former Treasurer, under appointment to a new assignment in the Far East. The usual reports, beginning with that of the Union President, were presented, and the various committees were appointed. The Nominating Committee, working rather quickly, was ready with the report on Tuesday afternoon, but the secretary indicated that it failed to carry the signature of one nominating committee member, S. N. Haskell. Haskell was known to be a man of large experience and was the president of the largest local conference in the Union, the California Conference. He also was in close communication with Ellen White. Even so, the delegates called for the report and proceeded to the election. The name of the man who had served as Union president headed the list of names. Knowing that the report did not carry Haskell's signature, there was some uneasiness, and someone proposed that the report be returned to the committee for further study. This was agreed upon. At this point, the real issues, which had not been squarely faced earlier, came prominently to the front. In the nominating committee, someone asked whether the incumbent intended to stand as a stone wall to block the way of the Loma Linda College of Medical Evangelists, WCW to AGD, January 28, 1910. It was agreed that before proceeding further, consideration be given to the development of the work at Loma Linda in the light of the counsel received through the Spirit of Prophecy. All knew that the issue was whether the developing school should be a full-fledged medical school. All knew that if it was, the costs would be large and the involvement deep.